Here's a voice you've heard in many of our reports from Iraq over the last couple of years.
They call the restaurant Haider Debel because the sandwich for the falafel is big. It's double the size of the normal one. That's why they called the restaurant and the guy Haider Debel, or Haider Double.
Today, we introduce you to the person behind this voice. His name is Abdullah. He's translated for NPR since just after the fall of Baghdad. Abdullah came to Washington, D.C. this month. He had been here once before, but he was only 2 years old at the time. His father was a diplomat. This is the first visit to the United States since you've been a grown-up. What's your impression?
It's green. It's, never-ending green.
This story of how Abdullah became a translator began just after he saw his first American soldiers.
They looked like, troops from Star Wars. Their gear, their weapons, everything, their, equipment is just like in the movies.
And it wasn't long before American soldiers moved into his neighborhood. They transformed a school into a makeshift base. And then one day,
their translator was not there. So they start asking, does anyone speak English? So I told them I did. And one of the guys was coming to report that there is this secret cell in one of the palaces of Saddam Hussein, and there are prisoners over there, and you got to free them and stuff like that. So I came and, translated for them. And before leaving, one of the soldiers came to me and says, wait, don't go. And then he goes and calls one of the sergeants who and says, actually, we're looking for translators, and you happen to be here, and who's going to speak better than you do.
Did you like them? Did you like the soldiers?
Well, at that time, yes, I did. I worked with the 101st Airborne Division. It had some time in Baghdad, and they had to travel to the north. So they said, come on, we'll pay you and just come with us.
How did it happen that you became a translator and journalist translator for NPR?
I'm studying English literature, and I got a call that, you have to come back to join classes because they reopened. So I went back. But then because of the situation in the university, they had to close it. Libraries were burned. There was no material enough for us to start our study. So I said, look, the best thing is to, go and try to do my thesis beforehand and work on it. So I go to this famous place called the Book Fair in Al-Mutanabbi Street, very famous part of Baghdad, old part of Baghdad. I go there, to look for sources on Eugene O'Neill. And I happened to see Deborah Amos and Tom Bullock.
Our producer.
Our, Baghdad producer. So, I come forward and tell him, look, this is my opinion. You want to talk to me? This is my opinion.
He says each week, as daily life improves for Iraqis, their expectations rise too.
I understand that the United States, the coalition forces, cannot rebuild Iraq within 2 months. But do the people understand this? They think as long as the U.S. forces are here, Iraq will turn to a heaven.
And I start just storming them, about the situation, and that Iraqis are so pissed because they can't be more patient. They've been patient all their lives. They want change.
We are only using your first name to protect you, really. Are you a target then because you're working with Americans? You're seen as being on the side of the Americans.
Well, it's not just dangerous using my last name. I mean, just having this interview to me sometimes shocks me to be, dangerous in a way.
There have been close calls for you.
There were a lot of calls. I mean, dangerous situations. One which was really terrible is the car bomb that exploded outside the convention center, I think a year ago. I was with one of our reporters in NPR, Ann Garrels, and we were very close to death.
Right.
It's kind of difficult for any Iraqi to live in Iraq, but for me, I mean, it's probably more difficult because of the kind of work I do every day and, and where I live.
And where do you live? With your family?
I live with my family, with my father, my mother, and my two brothers.
Do they like that you're going out every day, more or less, with these American journalists to hotspots?
Well, that's the thing. I have to lie all the time. I don't tell them everything. I mean, especially my mom. My mom hates me, for working for the NPR. And she's so afraid that someday I'll go in the morning and I'm not going to show up at the end of the day. But my dad thinks it's a great chance for me to develop and learn more.
The first edition started in the capital.
Here's Abdullah at work with NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro earlier this summer.
Our editors are actually the Iraqi people. And even the grocer, the porter, and the man who drives the car can write in my newspaper. Even a child can give his opinion.
Abdullah, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your work with us as well.
I'm honored.
Even as he continues to work with NPR, Abdullah is working towards his graduate degree in English. The subject of his thesis, the disintegration of the family, in the plays of Eugene O'Neill. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Susan Stamberg.